The epistle for the first Mass of Christmas is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Quirinus, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Please be seated. The King of Peace is exalted, and the whole world desires to see his face. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This, we find, is the first statement of the liturgy of Christmas. It's the opening antiphon of Vespers, and then it continues on to say the King of Peace is exalted over all kings of the entire earth. I mean, obviously, with that, we understand that to be the Feast of the Epiphany, when our Lord was greeted by the three kings coming bearing gifts, and that truly that our Lord is the true King of the whole world. But it's interesting to see that also in the first statements of the liturgy that our Lord is referred to as the King of Peace. This infant of Bethlehem, a king, and that is the idea, and that's the whole, in a sense, the understanding that our Lord, being this king, even though he could have entered into this world as a grown king, even in a sense a material king, that our Lord came as a child, of being a king to us all, and even though that he is this child. And so in that, our Lord became a king in a twofold manner. One, he is this King of Peace because his coming is peaceful to us. And then also he bestows peace as a gift to all of us. And so these are two reflections that we can make, as I say, just one because it is brought out by the liturgy itself. But it's also something that I think in our modern world, something that we lack. We lack a true peace. And sometimes we wonder why we have this lack of peace in the world. And one, we can look at it in terms of the strife that is out in the world, yes. But then also even for our own souls, if we look individually and trying to understand, sometimes we have a lack of peace of soul. And so why is that? And so that's where then we can reflect upon the coming of our Lord this Christmas night. As our Lord comes into the world, into the darkness, this King of Peace comes to us as an infant. But yet, as I say, he comes in this twofold manner. It's peaceful because, one, it is in the middle of the night. The silence of the night, that our Lord comes to us, that he breaks this darkness and comes to all of our souls. And that is the whole purpose that we spent in this time period of Advent, preparing our soul well, that we would receive our Lord Jesus Christ into our soul. And so, yes, he comes silently in the middle of the night. But then also he comes humbly as an infant. And that is something that I mentioned just a little bit earlier. He could have come as a material king. And this is what the Jews wanted. They were only looking in terms of materially speaking. But that our Lord came as an infant, with the true humility of coming with no place to lay his head. But he came to teach us a lesson, to teach us this virtue of humility. And then also that he bestows peace as a gift to us. And as I say, the peace of soul that comes to us, it is to those that do the will of Almighty God. And I think that is also the key for us to realize and to understand a lot of times why we don't have a peace of soul. It is because we are fighting against what our Lord wants from us, what our Lord is asking from us. Because also we have to follow the order that God establishes. The order that is there for us, the order that he gives, bestows upon the world. And that's where we can look at and see the strife that is out in the world. Why? Because of the disorder in the world. The disorder of souls, the chaos that is there. And that is something that obviously the devil tries to put into our souls. This disorder that is prevalent in the world around us. But it's also when you just see the world too. Because of the lack of trust in Almighty God, the lack of belief in Almighty God, there's a complete disorder in the harmony that God has created the world. And through that, then, there will be no peace. Because peace comes from order, and it comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. So as I say, when we ask the questions of why there is no peace in the world, or why there is no peace in our soul, it is because of this disorder. And so therefore, we have to try to seek God's order. We have to seek God's will in following what God wants from our soul, what he wants from our families, what he wants from our parish, and so on. That is where then the true peace will come from. And so that's what we reflect on this night. As our Lord comes peacefully into this world, he comes to redeem mankind. Redeem mankind from the disorder that was set in play by, one, the non servium of the devil, but then following from that Adam and Eve's disobedience. And so that is where then it all starts, the disorder in the world. And that's what you see very clearly from Adam and Eve's fall. Death enters into the world, death of the soul, first and foremost. But then natural death will have to come, sickness, illness, disordered passions, all of these different things because of that disorder. And so that's where we must try to reflect upon the Christ child that comes to us in the creche, and how that the peace of soul will come from these things. Granted, our peace of soul doesn't have to reflect the world around us. But it is only after people do follow the will of Almighty God and have this peace of soul that their will get better in terms of the world itself. But it's only from the order that God has created, and for us to follow that. And then peace will reign throughout the world. And so that's where when we look at the liturgy and it talks about this King of Peace being exalted, he's exalted because of, it points to his death and resurrection, the whole purpose of why he came and why he became incarnate into this world. And that is where then you see with Adam and Eve, after their disorder, because of their disobedience, out of pride, they wanted to be like God, that Almighty God promised to them a Redeemer. He promised at that time that a Redeemer would come. And St. Thomas says that our Lord came in the fullness of time. He came at the proper time. And so that is where then when we look at our Lord being exalted, it is because of his death and his resurrection. Again, the whole purpose of why he came into this world. And so it draws us then to the birth of our Lord, yes. It's the beginning, it's the ultimate cause of all the blessings upon the earth. And that is where then you have St. Augustine talking about, oh, happy fault. Because of Adam and Eve, that our Lord came into this world, that he took flesh for us, to give us that example, to show us the example that he gives to us, and so therefore for us to follow, the order that is to follow. And so these are some reflections for us to try to think about in this first Mass of Christmas. As we start this joyful time period, yes, the reflection and asking of why there is no peace in the world. It is because of the disorder. And so therefore we have to try to follow God's order that he has. And so therefore that we can say with the Christmas liturgy, the King of Peace is exalted over all the earth. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.